Hi, this is a dictation for David Livingston, D like Detroit, AVID. Last name is Livingston, LIVINGS, T like Tom, ON, DAVID, LIVINGSTON. Date of birth is 10/28/1975. Date of service, I-31/2024. Date of accident is 3/12/2024. Chief complaints, severe pain in the left shoulder, severe pain in the left side of the head, severe pain in the left side of the neck, upper back, left elbow, left side of the lower back, with radiation to the left buttock, numbness and tingling of the second, third, fourth, and fifth finger. History of automobile accidents. Mr. David Livingston alleges that the accident, motor vehicular accident on 3/12/2024, is completely responsible 100% for all the symptoms that are being described. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 3/12/2024, Mr. David Livingston was traveling as a restaurant driver and he was T-boned driver side. As follows, he was traveling on Livernois. The accident happened on Livernois and Auto Drive in West Detroit. He was traveling on Livernois, and when he reached at the intersection of Auto Drive and Livernois, other driver ran through, but instead of going straight, she suddenly made a left turn and went to hit him as she was intoxicated. He was driving Ford Edge, but he doesn't know the make of the other car or the speed. His car speed was zero. He was wearing seat belts, no airbag deployed, no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The other driver was impaired, intoxicated, and got the ticket. Damage to the car was towards the front end on the wheel. Front windshield was broken, axle was broken, suspension was broken, hood was broken. The driver door was pushed in. However, the car was not totally completely totaled and was drivable. Injury to the patient is reported as follows, that he, at the time of impact, he hit his head to the driver door, neck got whiplashed after hitting into headrest. He hit the left shoulder and elbow and left hip to the left door. There was no fracture, dislocations, lacerations at the time. There was no emergency room visit on the day of accident. However, he went to urgent care next day, acute care, where x-rays were done, and he was provided physical therapy order and Motrin. So far, he has done 7 visits of physical therapy. They also have a physician, acute care, which is urgent care and physical therapy. But it didn't help. He was given patches, medications, but pains are still undergoing severely. History of presenting illness. Mr. David Livingston is suffering from severe headaches, which are located in the left temple mainly, and these are described as being 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're associated with nausea, and sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, and they are mostly severe and constant. In addition, the patient has pain syndrome affecting the left neck, left lower back, more on the left side than the middle. The lower back pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain is described to be 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The lower back pain is shooting to the left buttock only, but not below the buttock crease line. The patient also has severe pain in the left shoulder, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain in the left elbow, which is 7, constant. The left shoulder pain is severe and disallows him to do abduction or forward flexion fully. He experienced a lot of pain after 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. He can walk one block. He can sit for half an hour, stand for half an hour, after which it is painful. And he is not working right now. He is laid off and he was a chef prior to the accident. The patient described that these pains are all continuous and they are they're described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, tender. And highest pain intensity is 10, lowest is 6. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factors for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, lying down, and improved by nothing. And the patient has a numbness and tingling of the left hand, which is described affecting the second, third, fourth, and fifth finger. No muscle weakness is reported, no loss of phone or dropping of the dinner plates is reported, no bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Patient has some lightheadedness and fatigue, but denies any sadness, anesthesia, sleep disturbance. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic. Patient denies any weakness or any shooting pain to the lower extremities or upper extremities. Regarding the past treatment, patient did have a mention of that he had some x-rays from urgent care. And 7 visits to physical therapy, no other doctor visit after the urgent care visit has been entertained. System review is completely unremarkable. Kindly review the record. Past surgical history unremarkable. Allergies none. Family history, patient mother is alive, suffering from Alzheimer's. Father is deceased from a heart attack. Siblings, one brother died of lymphoma cancer, 47-year-old. Relationship status, patient is separated and lives with his mother. Employment status, patient is a chef and stands all day long and cooks all day long. Currently is unemployed due to the pain and due to the accident. Legal history, patient has Mr. Reifman as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, smoke or patient smokes occasionally and does not use any recreational drugs. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs and also for the soap and calm that patient has filled. Opioid stools can be mentioned. Anxiety, GAD-7, and mental health screening tools. Physical examination, blood pressure is 161 over 109, pulse is 62, pulse ox 99. Height is 5'8", weight is 145. This patient is a patient is a 50-year-old African American male. With alert oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting reasonably comfortably, well built, well nourished, hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template and has no scars. Musculature examination or neurological is from the template. Musculature examination, the area of the left trapezius, upper, middle and lower fibers are, and left side of quadratus lumborum muscle is in severe spasm. Several trigger points are noticed all over, and 1 plus hypertonicity. Left sacroiliac joint area is also quite tender, as well as L5-S1. Musculoskeletal examination, please use template for inspection palpation. Spine tenderness is at L5-S1 and left sacroiliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 left-sided with the hypertonicity 2 plus and trigger points, mild tenderness. On the right side of the paravertebral spine, there is no spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The Stirling sign is positive on the left side. Hoffman sign is negative. Lerner test is positive. Left side. However, distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. Myelopathy sign is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. On the left side, contralateral leg rest test was positive. Prager test is negative. Kemp test was positive. Brzezinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joint, left sacroiliac joint was quite tender, and standing flexion test, iliac compression test is positive. Iliac compression test is positive on the left side. Distraction test was negative. Faber test positive on the left side. Tonsillar test is positive on the left side. Vandenberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, there is a positive finding in the left upper extremity. However, the right upper extremity and the both lower extremities are completely normal, and they are warm to touch, well perfused with normal motor power reflexes. No tenderness, pedial edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm is noticed. All the joints of the right upper extremity and both lower extremity normal. Quick test normal. No Leyland discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal, and patient is not using cane or adaptive device. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that the maximum range of motion pain-free is up to 100 degrees of abduction and 100 degrees of forward flexion, beyond which patient experiences severe pain. The resting pain is around 9. There is a motor weakness of 4 by 5 on the left upper extremity with poor grip. Patient has a normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation or contusion, laceration, or fracture, and on palpation there are no tender spots or hematomas. Special tests were conducted for the rotator cuff injury, and Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. MTBR-Kent test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. The anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Examination of the left elbow shows tenderness of both the medial and lateral epicondyle. although no fracture is noticed, no contusion, lacerations, no fractures. Range of motion of the left elbow is reasonably good. However, the motor power is 4/5. Examination of the left hand and wrist. On inspection, palpation appear to be completely normal with no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, no ulcer, wound, fractures. Color of the skin is normal. No angulation deformities noticed. And there is no atrophy of the thin or prominence. Muscle weakness is present. Range of motions are normal and reflexes are normal. Grip is poor. Motor power 4/5. Carpal tunnel compression tests were checked and Phelan sign and Tinel sign were found positive. The patient has a possible carpal tunnel on the left wrist. The diagnosis. In general, 110 V89.2 XXD Z79.891 TNS R51 R42 G44.329 S09.90 XA Nerves M79.2 Muscles M60.9 Ligaments M54.0 Left shoulder M25.512 M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the left elbow, M25.522, M75.20. Pain in the left wrist, M25.532. Pain in the left hand, M79.642. G56.02, carpal tunnel. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care for David Livingston comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the area of neck, the lower back, mostly the left-sided, left trapezius muscle, left quadratus lumborum muscle, left sacroiliac joint area, left shoulder, left elbow, as well as the left wrist. The patient has been provided with traction massage instructions, acupunctures, heat in the form of infrared heat, laser heat, chiropractic treatment also are advised to the patient. Disability is ordered for work disability 100%, no work, household replacement and transportation. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records, none are available at this time. Interventional pain procedures. Patient can benefit from trigger point injection to muscles if he provides consent. In the trapezius and quadratus lumborum and left-sided paravertebral muscle area, as well as injection to the SI joint and carpal tunnel injection to bring some relief. And even a left shoulder supraspinatus tendon injection could help. Surgical options none. So neuropsych, patient will be evaluated for neuropsych if symptoms for TBI continue. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records none. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered on today's visit. It will be considered at a later date. DME. Patient is provided an order for back brace, ace bandage for the left elbow, and a tensile unit. Education is yes. Follow visit in 30 days. And personal support, yes. Thank you.
Okay.